5 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour, hour number two, rolling on here on this Friday. Joining me on our First Advantage Hotline, Colorado State Director of Athletics, Joe Parker. Joe, my friend, thank you so much for giving us some time today.
Matt Brady, happy to be here.
Well, it's exciting times. August is always a fun time, no matter who you are, just getting set for football. It was fun getting out there bright and early. See, Jay Norvell just runs everywhere, Joe. In the interview process, did he just get up and run? Because every drill, he's sprinting to the next one. I mean, I'm exhausted just watching the guy. The energy is crazy.
Yeah, it was clear that he had a ton of energy and enthusiasm for what he does. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's fun to see what he does. I'm excited for this upcoming season. And Joe, let me just say congratulations to you. Obviously, news last week of you signing your 5-year contract extension. So let me just say on behalf of all of us here at the station, congratulations to you.
Yeah, thank you. It was nice to have that affirmation from institutional leadership, and it's an absolute privilege to serve CSU in this capacity.
What's it been like for you, too? I mean, because, Joe, this is, your eighth year. There's so much that has transpired over the years. Obviously, the big one, we talk about COVID and navigating Colorado State through all of that. I mean, so there's been a lot of stuff going on throughout this entire process. And now, of course, and we'll get to this in a moment, but conference realignment, all of that. I mean, it's just the college world, the college athletics world is just absolutely chaos, it seems, at times.
Well, you know, I've been in it for now probably close to 30 years, or maybe better than 30 years when you factor in the time that I was a student athlete myself. And yeah, I mean, there's always one constant, and that's change. And there's always something to navigate, you know, some, interesting, challenges. Seems every year there's something for us to deal with. But we always, absolutely try to keep our focus on the student athlete experience and trying to create a championship culture here at Colorado State. And we've had success and we're looking for more of it.
No question about the success part of it. I mean, so many of the programs here, and I know we talk about football, we talk about basketball, but so many of the programs, the Colorado State programs, have been extremely successful. 21 Mountain West championships, that's second most among any program in the league. And I mean, I know that that's something that means so much to you, to have overall success, too, both in the classroom, on the field, court, whatever.
Yeah, we've got 16 varsity programs, and you know, it's the institution's interest to sponsor a broad-based experience, and you know, obviously there's a lot of focus on football and men's basketball, but our other programs are equally as important to us, and we also recognize that, you know, we've got to fix football, and that's a big reason why Jay Norvell is here, and he's done a wonderful job in putting a highly talented staff around him. And I hope people are recognizing that, you know, he's a pretty special person and an extraordinary leader. And I'm really confident that we're going to find a way to win on the field as well.
Yeah, and I think you're hearing that. There are a lot of people that are so, I mean, I haven't heard a bad word about Jay Norvell. I haven't heard a bad word about this Fort Air Raid, this new philosophy coming in. And I love it. Anytime we interview coach or any of the coordinators, they make no bones about it. You know, you ask them about running the ball, yeah, sure, but we're airing the football out. They're excited. They are really, they're putting the brand out there too, Joe. I mean, that's got to be great for you, for the entire program, for Colorado State. When you have coaches that can get active like that too, where they're kind of just taking their own initiative at times, because I know there's team organized events, there's Colorado State organized events, but you see these guys just tweeting stuff out in this day and age, that's a big deal. I mean, that's got to be kind of cool to see this coaching staff get so aggressive when it comes to connecting with their fan base via social media.
It is. You know, our mission is to educate, engage, and excel, and you know, on the that engagement piece, you know, that they're hitting on all cylinders. They really have a great intuitive sense on how to identify with prospective students and obviously the current roster and the fan base. And it's nice to see that happening. It's gratifying to see people respond to it. I think you're going to see only more of it. Jay's just been really accessible and thoughtful in the way that he's constructed his calendar and allowed us to really create an outreach strategy, and it seems to be working right now, and we'd love to see more people respond before we get that first ball kicked in the air for Middle Tennessee State, and you know, hopefully get some sellouts this year and really engage the fan base and bring them back in full force.
We're talking to Colorado State Director of Athletics, Joe Parker. I mean, that's always the goal, right? Is how do you get that excitement to surround that beautiful stadium that is Canvas Stadium? And we saw that, you know, Moby Arena was just, it was, Moby Madness was such a real thing last year. It just took hold. It was lightning in a bottle. It was so fun to see. It's crazy because now you look at it and go, even if the season isn't as good as the last or whatever, I don't see that dying out anytime soon. It seems like this fan base stuck to that, and it's going to grow. And I suppose that's the next step, is how do you really get that to become, you know, turn into what Moby Arena was, get that at Canvas, get Canvas Madness, so to speak.
Yeah, and it takes all of us, you know. I mean, it takes me doing my job and fulfilling my role appropriately. It takes everyone on our staff doing the same, and the coaches. But, you know, ultimately it's you know, can we motivate fans? And, you know, you mentioned basketball. I mean, Nico and his staff did a tremendous job, not just last year, but building it over the last 4 years. Probably the greatest tragedy of the COVID year, many things that were a challenge about that, but just the fact that we weren't able to host fans. And when we had a great basketball season, you know, it was just so difficult to not be able to allow fans to witness and experience that firsthand. But I think we saw a little bit of that pent-up demand and people's interest in engaging that program. And certainly, you know, the team we had last year with David Roddy was extraordinary. But we need to, you know, we need to show it now as a Ram Nation that last year just wasn't, you know, a moment in time, but rather, you know, a springboard for what's ahead for all of us.
Yeah, no question about it. It's something that you can really build on. And if you get that, you know, in Moby Arena has quickly become a very, very difficult place to play. I talked to so many different radio guys and writers from other teams saying that place is nasty now. Not, like, in a scary way, as far as the fan bases are loud, they're getting after it, you know, and they let you hear it as a visiting team. And that's the thing where you know, I know you speak to this, Joe, the fan base can really aid in that success process if they really bring the noise like that.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, that's what I say. Every one of us has a responsibility to the success of this program. And you put 8,000 people in Moby Arena, and that brings energy, and you get them on their feet when there's excitement on the court, and it makes a difference. I mean, you see the crowd force turnovers, you see the crowd force missed shots, you see our team capitalize on those moments, and it's when you got tough competition like a San Diego State or some of the other programs that come into Moby to play us, you know, that six-man influence, so to speak, has, you know, such an ability to turn games and put games away. So we need everyone, absolutely everyone, to embrace it and feel confident in assuming their role and their level of responsibility to making success happen for these programs.
We're talking to Colorado State Director of Athletics, Joe Parker. And Joe, we don't have to rehash, you know, last year's football program or anything necessarily like that. But what I've seen in my years of doing radio, no matter how you slice it, athletic directors, administrators, even at the pro level general manager, you're going to have hits, you're going to have misses. It's the way this business works. What I've been so impressed with about you is your ability to recover after maybe not the most successful stint. We all know, you know, the Addazio time wasn't what we necessarily wanted it to be. I know the Larry Eustace time had moments, and then it, of course, fizzled and ended in a negative way. But I've, again, been so impressed with your ability. Okay, Larry Eustace's out. That was a tough situation. Enter Nico Medved. And soon March Madness. Addazio's out. Now you have this exciting coach and a staff in Jay Norvell that has done great things with Nevada in just a short time. What's that like for you, Joe? I mean, when you go into these processes going, man, we got to get better and we got to do it quick, you've been able to kind of capture lightning in a bottle with some of these hires.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I recognize it's ultimately all these things are my responsibility, and so many of the things are outside my control at times, and some of those things are within my control. And, you know, I'm going to be the first person to recognize when change is necessary and put a thoughtful process in place to make sure that we get the most appropriate outcome when we get to the other side of it. So I'm thrilled that Nico's here. I'm thrilled that we've now extended him twice. You know, I think he's really committed to Colorado State and this community, and ultimately he's going to have opportunity beyond CSU, but you know, this is the right fit for he and his family at this particular time. And you know, similarly, Jay, you know, I mean, I recognize that, you know, our fan base was really struggling with where we were as a football program. It was a time to make a change, and fortunately had great support at an institutional leadership level and made that decision and at the market executed a very thorough you know, search and had great advisement and made an expeditious decision, and Jay has been everything that I expected him to be and probably more. You know, I've said it a number of times, you know, 4 or 5 months into it, and now, you know, probably 7 months into Jay's time here. You know, I can't offer really any critique that I would suggest that he could have modified anything that he's done since he's been here. It's been amazing to partner with him and watch how he has really gone about understanding who we are, where he's gone to gather that information and really begin to mold that into a program that he believes and I believe can have a tremendous amount of success here. You know, we talk a lot about championship culture, and you know, you don't see it and live it every day when you're a fan, but we think in excruciating detail about what that means for our students and how to push accountability to every corner of our program. And I think when we're doing it and we're doing it right, as I think we are right now, you see the benefits of it. And I'm excited, and I hope the fans really get energized around this football program for what's ahead.
Joe, I had this, and I wanted to ask you this a long time ago, and I'm just now bringing it up. But, you know, just thinking of Nico Medved and the way he is, I mean, he's a very personable guy. I joke with him when he's on the air. You know, when you meet him in just a regular setting, he's like the neighborhood gym. He's a great guy, but he can get after it, too. I mean, when he needs to get after his players, he can do it, no question about it. How much of your process in getting Jay Norvell, because I don't know if they're necessarily extremely similar, but as far as their outgoing approach, they're very personable. How much of that did you look at Nico Medved and say, okay, not only is he a good coach, but man, he connects with the coaching staff. Man, he connects with his community. How much of that did you want, even before sitting down with Jay Norvell, to say, I want that side of it to kind of mirror what we're doing with football?
Yeah, you know, when we're in the market for a head coach, the first thing that we always think about is trying to find someone that really, really views themselves as an educator. You know, we're associated with a Tier 1 research institution. You know, the lessons that you learn through intercollegiate athletics and the adversities that you face are hopefully there to challenge you and help you understand what you need to do to kind of navigate adversity in any aspect of your life. So, you know, I want people that really feel that is the purpose of their role and embrace that and understand that they have a unique opportunity to influence young people through the sport that they coach and help them not only be successful in the field, but also in the classroom and in life beyond. So, you know, I think we've got a good formula here at CSU. You know, we know what our community responds to. They like people that are approachable. They like people that you know, you'd be comfortable having in your home and enjoy being, you know, building relationships with. And conversely, you know, we want coaches that understand the value of relationships and really recognize the multitude of stakeholder groups that are important to this institution and to our success. So it's not just about recruiting talented student athletes. It's about identifying with everyone, cross-campus colleagues, people in the community, former players, you know, alumni that didn't participate in athletics, you know, and the media, right? I mean, we want people that value the relationships of the people that tell the stories about our program.
Yeah, no question about it. And I know we thank you for that, too, because getting these coaches that can, I mean, it makes my job easier, too, Joe, when these guys get on and they can just tell their stories with little questions, little prodding that you can tell. They're just excited to go. I mean, Jay Norvell has been that way already in the short conversations I've had with him on the program thus far. Do you feel, And again, you signed a 5-year contract extension, and I know there's big picture stuff down the road. Do you feel any sense of pressure to get this football program on the right track, like ASAP, or do we look at this season as, okay, we'll see what happens. We think it could be successful here, but it is a new coaching staff. It is a bunch of new players, transfers, and young players coming up. How much pressure do you put on yourself in this program this season?
Yeah, I don't think it's pressure, but I think all of us feel urgency, right? I mean, we want to move to success as quickly as we possibly can, because success breeds success. I mean, we see it, you know, with what Coach Hilbert has done in volleyball. We're seeing it with what Nico's done in the 4 years that he's led the program here. Coach Bedard, what Keeley's doing in soccer, what Miley did in tennis this last year. All of our programs, you know, have aspirations, and, you know, it's our expectation that each one of our programs is consistently performing within the top three of our conference. And when we're not, you know, we've got to figure out why we aren't. And if we are, then in those moments we can, you know, put together special years where we do bring a trophy back to Fort Collins. And that's one of the reasons why we've done 2021 in the 7+ years that I've been here. And you know, you mentioned that that's number two in the Mountain West Conference. We want to be number one. We want to be recognized as a preeminent program in the Mountain West Conference. We want to be recognized as one of the very best programs in the Group of Five. And then, you know, we also want to aspire to play at the highest level of Division I and FBS football that we possibly can. So, you know, I don't think there's pressure, but there is urgency, and there's people willing to accept responsibility for that urgency and really put their shoulder to the grindstone and spin the flywheel every year to get better and better and better. And we need our fans to do the same thing. You know, we opened the stadium with 15,000 season tickets sold, and that season we almost had, I think, 4 sellouts, and we haven't approached that since. And, you know, some of it is a leap of faith. We need people just to say, you know, I was there in 17. Why am I not there in 2022? And recognize that it's going to take all of us to get to those moments in time that we want. And, you know, full stadiums mean a lot. Full venues mean a lot when students are evaluating this place and trying to make a determination of where they want to spend 4 or 5 years of their career developing as a student athlete and getting prepared for what's ahead.
On the line with us, Colorado State Director of Athletics, Joe Parker. We won't keep you much longer, Joe, but I can't let you get away or escape, rather, without at least talking a little bit about the conference realignment stuff. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. It's died down a little bit the last 3 weeks, but I do not anticipate that to stay that way for very long. Obviously, I know that as soon as all this stuff is going down, all of our discussions are happening. What's going to happen to the Pac-12? What does that mean for the Mountain West? What does that mean for Group of Five schools? What does that mean for the rest of the Power Five? I know those are discussions that you guys are having, and I know you speak so highly of the Mountain West. I speak highly of the Mountain West Conference, but you're always looking at everything around you, right? Where you're seeing what the moving parts are happening throughout college athletics. I mean, what's that like for you personally? And I mean, are those things that keep you up at night?
Yeah, I mean, those are things that you always have to constantly have on your mind. And I've got the good fortune to have 30 years worth of relationships, trusted relationships, and in collegiate athletics. I mean, I've worked with and alongside and grown with some of the people that are, you know, intricately involved in making these decisions and have access to all of them. So it's nice to know that when you need to get some information and kind of stay, you know, 24, 36, 48 hours ahead of where the media reporting is that you've got people that will trust you to use that information appropriately. But, you know, what we've seen the last 2 summers, really, the game at this point in time is being played a level above where we are, quite frankly. Oklahoma, Texas presented opportunities in the Big 12 for growth. You know, we were part of the evaluation process last year. You know, ultimately, they got really focused in on programs that had demonstrated over multiple coaching changes that they're able to keep maintain success. and then the other metric that they were looking at was the way that TV audiences engaged around their content, and we came up short. And I've got to accept responsibility for those things. And you know, the one thing I can have control over is is, you know, the leadership of our football program. And hopefully with Coach Norvell, we start to, you know, make steady progress towards sustained success and improvement and become recognized as one of the top programs in the Mountain West and in the Group of Five. And then what happened this summer, I mean, honestly, that was a 2x4 to the head to almost everyone. I don't think anyone outside of, you know, Fox and people in the Big Ten conference office and SC and UCLA themselves really had any moments of understanding that that was going to occur. And that revealed itself in a very abrupt, shocking way. And everything since has really been a scramble by, you know, A5 programs that, that certainly have had more stability and tradition and association with broader big TV contracts than anyone in the G5, right? And, you know, I think they're probably arriving at a moment. And when I say moment, it's hard to define the length of that moment. But I think there is going to be likely some stability as we move into this next academic year. And then we'll see. You know, it's up to us. And so when I talked about urgency, you know, it's urgency in showing that, you know, that we can motivate fans to become a part of our program, you know, whether it be in venue or engage around our broadcasts. And, you know, all those metrics are things that that are going to be evaluated. And you know, I mean, I can do my role, but as I've said repeatedly, you know, we need people to show up and be present. And that's in all spaces, you know, whether it's in venue or social media or your radio broadcast today or, you know, a TV broadcast, you know, in September. So we need to get going and we need to have urgency around all those things.
Last one for you, Joe. And I think when everything, and I love everything that you're saying, I mean, it's kind of stuff we've been talking about too. When you look at this overall, I think 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, everybody's freaking out thinking, oh, this is the end of this conference, and oh, we're going to get into just two major conferences, and then everybody else is left trying to get scraps. I mean, how do you view that? And I know you're saying, hey, there's a sense of urgency here, so we're going to put our best foot forward, and we're going to make the best of the situation so that we can be appealing either way this thing goes down. But do you see this? I mean, just even from an outsider perspective, if you could take that glimpse, is this bad for college football or college athletics in general, or do you see this as not necessarily bad? This is just something we have to all navigate through, and at some point, like you said, stability will take hold.
I think it's something we all have to navigate through. You know, I mean, you know, what the Big Ten and what the SEC have been able to do, based on the power of their brands, is create separation. You know, I don't think the A5 is what the A5 was, you know, 18 months ago. I think what we're seeing is a move that will create more differentiation between those two leagues and what we've traditionally called the A5. And when you look at, you know, I hate to describe it as a bottom third, but, you know, the lower third of the A5s, they look a lot more like a Colorado State than they look like a Texas or a Michigan or an Oklahoma or Ohio State or Alabama or Florida. They look a lot more like we do. And so, you know, I don't know exactly what the lay of land will be over the next 3 to 5 or 5 to 10 years, but, you know, what I've always said consistently about CSU is we have aspirations to play at the highest level possible of FBS football. And I think we can do that, and I think we can have success in that space. You know, we've got, you know, and it all starts with coaching. You know, I think we've got, you know, we have in Coach Norvell and all of our coaches, people that young people trust and can envision themselves growing underneath their tutelage and their mentorship. And so that's the base element, I think, that will lead to success, and you just got to work hard to get everyone on the same page and fighting for the same things and really pulling on the rope and with the same level of intensity.
Well, from what I've seen and heard, it seems like the excitement level is certainly up there for this football program. So I'm with you. Let's get those fans out there. Let's make Canvas Stadium just absolutely absolutely nutso this coming season. Joe, I love our conversations. I appreciate them so much. We took a little more time than I had anticipated, but man, I love sitting. I could sit here and listen to you talk about this stuff forever. So we just appreciate you, my friend.
You bet. Thank you.
All right, Colorado State Director of Athletics, Joe Parker, talking a little bit about his contract extension. But I do really like the things that he's saying about, I mean, he's calling it out. He's not saying, hey, you know, Mountain West is stronger than ever. We're going to be fine. You know, he's saying, hey, we got to win. There's urgency now because we want to play at the highest brand of FBS football. And to do that, you might have to. Bottom line here is this, Hulligans. You might have to do it outside of the Mountain West. And I love Mountain West football. I do. But at some point, to play at the highest level at FBS is not the Mountain West. It's not right now. So I'm speaking to Rams fans right now. Whether you, we got our Method Flow Products poll question up. Do you like the extension? Don't like the extension of Joe Parker? I don't care if you voted yes or no. If you are a Rams fan and you want this team to be really, really considered for prime time, for Power 5, if that's what you want, get off your hands. Get into the stands. Rhymed. That is, I mean, as serious as I can make it, whether you agree with how Joe Parker handled Adazio, Bobo's extension, whatever, he hired a head coach that is freaking exciting. He is extremely exciting. If you can't get behind it now, this season, and the urgency is there. I'm actually with you. I'm going to be at the games. I'll probably be in the, you know, press box. Maybe I'll get out and get a little raucous once in a while. But I'm speaking to you guys. If you think that if you want this program to elevate, you have to participate. That is bottom line. Right now, what you did at Moby Arena has to be quadrupled at Canvas Stadium. That place is gorgeous. You ever been there, Jades? You ever been to Canvas? Oh my gosh. That stadium is immaculate. When I went there for the first game against Oregon State, it was packed. You're going up against a Pac-12 team. CSU wins that game. That right there is what will attract Power Fives, is what will attract TV deals and such. So, listen, when Joe Parker says it is kind of on the fans now, what else do you want? Love him, hate him, agree with him, disagree with him. He gave you Jay Norvell, and I believe that this guy can do it. Everybody I talk to that's in the know says, you guys, and I'm not really you guys, but CSU got a freaking find out of this deal. And if you can't make it work with him in supporting Canvas, then you probably can't make it work at all, at least in this first season. Get after it. Seriously. That's how you want this stuff to grow. You want your programs to grow. You got to get. And again, they have to pay it back. I know we're way overdue, Jades. They have to pay it back for you, though. You go to the damn games, you get there, get excited, and eventually you need to see that team produce, too. I had an old host with me years ago that would say, it doesn't matter, win or lose, go out there. No, I don't say that either. Life's too short to watch bad games, to watch your team suck. So get out there today, or this year, support the team, and then Jay Norvell needs to do his part and turn this thing around and win. And then you put all those things together. And who knows? Maybe you won't get forgotten and left for the scraps at the end of this thing. We're overdue for a break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Joe Parker, that was a great interview. That was so much fun. I love listening to the overall big picture stuff as well. I'll kind of recap that. Also, what's DeAndre Jordan saying? What was the pitch to get him to Denver? And should it have even happened in the first place? We'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We are live from the Allo Communications Studios.
After all, I knew it had to be something to do with you. Sunday and Monday Night Football are on. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.